This is a new little twist. Dumbbell me pressed stop. So now, I gotta do this in two parts. Which might actually be a good idea. First part was already up to 10 minutes, and 10-minute MP3s on a dial-up modem is no picnic to try and upload, believe you me. Alright, I guess that means I gotta talk some wrestling, so let's see what I can do. I'm still stunned about Cena being back. The man's lifting up 400 pounds on his shoulders and dropping them down in an FU like he did last night, on Monday night against Mark Henry. The man's a maniac. I mean, he's a maniac. There's nothing else that can be said. You know, I think I would have liked to have seen some form of change leading up to WrestleMania and maybe a little bit afterwards. I wasn't prepared for Cena now. I was prepared for Cena at Backlash or a little bit afterwards. But, I mean, Cena's Cena, and it would surprise me if he doesn't win the WWE title at No Way Out. It would surprise me immensely if he's not directly involved in one of the main events at WrestleMania. He's their biggest draw, and Vince is going to milk him for everything he's worth. That really didn't sound very good, now did it? But he's their biggest draw, bar none. Speaking about Raw, I hope everything is well with Triple H. If he no-showed a Raw, a live Raw, or taped Raw, whatever, and even if he no-showed 2 weeks of taping, something majorly must have been going on. I mean, this is the same guy who has worked through torn quads like it's another day at the office. So, if he wasn't there for 2 weeks worth of taping, something major must have been going on. I just hope all is well. I know, as a parent, I certainly can understand the meaning of the term family emergency, which is what I read is the reason why Triple H no-showed Raw last night. Finally went through my picks for the Rumble, as if you didn't check the blog. I went 4-1, which is a significant improvement over last year. And I'm waiting for anybody who wants to rip me for picking Hornswoggle to have won the Rumble, because obviously I was way off. I think the world was off with who ended up winning the Rumble, but hey, I always been asking for swerves and twists and unpredictability in WWE, and you couldn't get much more unpredictable than seeing a guy who was expected to be out for another 4 months walk out of the Madison Square Garden entranceway, get in the ring for 8.5 minutes and come out the winner and the number one contender for the WWE title. You know, I mean, you can't get much more unpredictable than that, ladies and gentlemen. And if you can, I want to know how, because I'm going to steal that idea for myself, call up Stanford, and apply for a job with WWE Creative. I see TNA's got their next pay-per-view this weekend. I could care less. It's really sad. I could absolutely care less. Even when I picked up Bound for Glory, and I picked up Hard Justice, and I said how bad they were, and they weren't good, I still had some desire to see what was going on with that product. Then I saw the Genesis DVD cover, and I saw the man with more gray hair than I have hair, period, walking around in spandex wrestling. I can't do it. I can't do it. Maybe someday I'll take a Thursday night off and watch Impact and see for myself. But damn it, Kevin Nash does not deserve to be in a wrestling ring at his age, at the way he looks right now, and anybody who tells me differently needs to explain it to me in a frickin' manifesto, because quite frankly, it is an embarrassment.
You've got mail.
No, I don't. AOL just told me I have mail. Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't. I'll check it out when I'm damn good and ready. Thank you very much. I'm very perturbed about what I'm hearing regarding Ring of Honor and their money issues. I believe that their pay-per-view deal is going to end up maybe being their be-all and end-all. I'm very discouraged that I have to wait a significantly longer amount of time to get the DVD from the last New York show that I was at, because it was the Rising Above pay-per-view, and they haven't even aired it yet on pay-per-view. You know, I just saw on the web that the final battle, the second half of that double shot back from December, was released this week. And meanwhile, I'm sitting here with my thumb up my tuchus, waiting for Rising Above to be released on pay-per-view before it even gets pressed to DVD. I mean, yeah, exposure is one thing, but continuity is another, you know, and monthly pay-per-views don't work when you don't have television. Because that's TNA, when they didn't have television and they had weekly pay-per-views, that didn't work either. I don't have much else. I don't have anything new on the wrestling front from a DVD perspective. I did pick up the second double Budokan from Noah. I think I mentioned that in a previous blog or maybe even a podcast. That's pretty much it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank anyone who takes the time to check these out. I hope you find them a little entertaining, a little informative, and not entirely depressing, as I know they sound it. I'd love to hear suggestions for topics, for blog entries, columns, forum ideas, podcasts, whatever. These podcasts will vary in topics. It's not going to be straight wrestling, as evident from what you hear today. Kind of started a monster here, and I'd like to keep it going. But I'd also like to know that there's somebody out there who's taking an interest. And no offense to my normal disciples, Rocky, Derek, Hugo, a couple of others. You guys are my boys. I respect you. Consider you friends. I just like to know somebody else is out there. No offense, guys. No offense. Oh, I gotta put Jen in there. If I don't put Jen in there, she might kill me. And that would not be pretty. All right, guys, I think I'm done. I hope you don't mind the rambling. But until next time, adios.